Moving on, if we can, then to progress reports. And the first progress report is on the work of the Hong Kong Island Task Force, which I chair. In fact, this task force has had two meetings since the last commission meeting. Both have been in closed door session because we've been basically focusing on the potential model, if you like, for the public-private development of sites 4 and 7, and obviously there's commercial sensitivity involved. Progressed, I think, fairly well. The consultants have produced a range of options and alternatives which we reviewed. You'll see particularly in the second paragraph of the notes on the first task force, in order to enhance viability, if you like, this consultant has actually recommended that there be a modest increase in the gross floor area attributable to Site 7. And indeed, we'll be talking about that more later when we have a wrap-up presentation by the consultant. But that was accepted as a general direction by the task force. And then at the second task force, you'll see that we had reports on the sounding that the consultant had done of the market and the likely reaction to the various options. And again, you'll hear more about that today. But the project has progressed, perhaps not as quickly as some may have hoped, but I think we are coming to a conclusion, and you'll hear more about it later today. So that's really the focus of the Island Task Force over the last 2 or 3 months. Any questions on that? I mean, we're going to have a full presentation later, so that we can pick it up then.